This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
You're listening to Fun Kids. This is Dan, and I'm chatting to Christina Baczynski, who's the author of a brand new DIY magazine. It's kind of hard to describe. It's called Read All About It. And thankfully, Christina, you can just, it's really hard to describe what this is because it's a bit of everything. I've said it's a DIY magazine. It's kind of a mini comic. It's stuff that you can make and you can share. Christina, just tell us a little bit about how you would describe this.
Well, it's a kind of activity or project book designed to get kids making mini magazines. But if you're interested in being an editor or into journalism or comics, it's kind of perfect because there's 10 different projects that you just tear out of the book, fold and staple, and then they're kind of guided projects so that you can just fill them on loads of different topics.
Now, when I speak to authors, a lot of the time, you can see when you read a novel that they've got one idea and they've kind of expanded it and chucked a few more things in there. But this is clearly a whole bunch of ideas. Just tell me about the very first one that you had. What was that initial, like, glimmer of an idea that became Read All About It?
Well, I've been making zines since I was the age that the children will be when they pick up this book. So I think I used to make them on, like, my favourite animals, and that's definitely one of the projects in the book. The first couple that we came up with, one was the kind of animal one, and then there's another one which I thought, well, that one's very drawing based, and the other one's kind of an interview based one, so to do a bit more writing and kind of interactions and stuff, so that all kind of guided Q&As, so that you can do like a journalism interview with somebody, friend, family, imaginary person, whatever you want.
And where did you start? So when you've got that idea, I would have no clue where to begin when I would make something like this, because there are so many different wide and varied activities to get involved in. How did you begin when you were designing and drawing this?
Well, I had a very, very lovely commissioning editor called Chloe Percy, and she helped me a lot in terms of putting the book together and saying maybe that's a bit more of a duplicate of this idea. But I also tried to just imagine what I would have found really fun when I was a kid. And if I was like doing loads of drawing, I might have wanted to do a bit of writing. I tried to get the balance between those types of projects so that you were kind of doing things that were new but also fun and kind of chatting to people as well. I'm definitely bedroom bound, like, introverted kid, and used to do stuff on my own all the time, so there's a few projects in there that are about like actually talking to people and maybe going outside, which is good.
Let me just take you through some of the things that we've got in here. So you can design your own passport, do your favorite, review your favorite books or films and music, stuff like that. You can create your dream zine, what you think about at night. What do you reckon is your favourite activity that you've designed in here? Because we've got 10.
Yeah, there's 10 different ones. I quite like, there's a portrait zine, which is all different faces, and it's like a portrait gallery, and you can just fill them with different heads. And I'm an illustrator as well as an author, so I really like drawing and drawing weird stuff. And there's a monsters one, which is good too, which is all about, you know, when you play that game Consequences and you draw the heads and the body and the legs and stuff, designing monsters like that with bits and pieces. So I'm a character designer, that's what I like.
And I know that you've done all sorts. I mean, you've worked in design before. I think you worked for the Royal Shakespeare Company, is that right,
as well? Yeah, totally.
You know, how has your career kind of taken these twists and turns, and now you found yourself doing this?
Well, I did comics and animation at university, which is about 10 years ago. And then animation's really hard to do on your own, and you have to be part of a team. And like I said before, I do like staying in on my own because I'm an introvert. So comics was kind of the thing that I was really interested in, and illustration along with that. And I firmly believe in the fake it till you make it thing. So self-publishing was a big part of how my illustration career took off over the past decade, where I didn't wait for dream clients to ask me to do projects. I would just make mini magazines and zines on things that I wanted to draw in the time in between when people weren't asking me freelance work or to do stuff. And then that meant that those things existed and people were like, hey, that's cool. Do you want to do that for us? And we're like, yes, I do. And then slowly, like, I had more like freelance stuff. And then those zine projects, which were self-published by me, turned into real projects, which were not published by me.
Now, part of the comic book industry at the moment, I'd say, I don't know too much about it, but you can't move for being in a cinema and there's superheroes on screen in front of you. So it looks to be doing really, really well. What kind of comic books and stuff that you read, manga maybe, anime, superheroes, what inspires you as an illustrator?
Well, when I was growing up, I loved Calvin and Hobbes. So kind of slightly, so there's a sadness to it, but a trueness to it. And it's kind of funny as well. So I really like kind of slice of life comics. I also totally go and watch all the Marvel movies because why wouldn't you? This fairly ubiquitous, but they're also really good and well made and fun. But yeah, and then like kind of cartoon wise, when I was growing up, there was the Amazing Spider-Man cartoon on TV, which I would like watch every Saturday morning and loved it so hard. And I really liked Garfield growing up too, animated and comic book. But again, that's slightly sad and existential.
I'm going to ask you to analyse yourself now.
Okay.
Because I'm terrible at drawing and I don't know why. What makes you much better at drawing than someone who can't draw, do you think? What's going on?
I've just been doing it longer.
Really, that easy?
Yeah, totally. Everyone can draw. Children are the most amazing character designers and artists. They're so like free and uninhibited when they draw. And I feel like I've spent my whole adult life trying to access that kind of drawing again as an adult and just like shake off the nerves and just work on my craft and get better at it. And there's always an element of trying to harness fun in what I do. So I love drawing with colour and playing with characters, and that can be quite hard when you make it your job because there's all these external pressures, like financial and professionally, and you've always got to please someone, so a reader or a client. But I always come back to that thing of, if I'm having fun, then somehow that is infused in the thing that I draw, and then the people will enjoy it as well. And I think the way everyone draws at the start, it's when you start worrying about what other people think that the fun kind of dies, or that you kind of start questioning it. So I would just think people need to stay the course and keep pleasing yourself. As long as you're happy, then everyone can make weird and fantastic drawing.
And so you like, as you say, making weird stuff. You mentioned that you love working with colour. What would you say your speciality is as an illustrator?
Well, I'm a printmaker as well, so I think I bring a lot of kind of process colours, I guess. By that I mean, well, read all about it. It's got fluorescent ink on it, which is my dream. It's got like fluorescent orange ink on it, which is really hard to capture in the photos, but is like through a special print process. And I use limited colour palettes as well, because I'm used to like, there's processes like risograph printing and screen printing, and then kind of handmade processes. So I used to do that a lot more back in the day when I was kind of really experimenting with self-publishing and making little magazines and zines, because I'd print them myself as well. So I think that translates over into my aesthetic, I guess, as an illustrator with, yeah, limited colours, but I like using kind of one or two colours, but make them bright and use them in interesting ways and pattern and things like that. So I kind of make the most of small amounts of colour from a printmaking perspective, I think.
And now you can do the same. There's 10 mini magazines that you can make that you can share. It's a DIY zine, a DIY comic. It's called Read All About It. Christina Baczynski, thank you so much for coming into Fun Kids.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been great.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.